We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're joined on the line by Governor Kathy Hochul. Governor, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good to hear. New gun control measures set to be passed by the state. Special session in Albany beginning today. I want to play for you something from yesterday. You met with the Interstate Task Force on Illegal Guns.
We have to do something about the unwieldiness of the guns coming from other states into our streets and resulting in a lot of gun violence and gun deaths. So we have to figure out a way to start working together. This is the criminals don't care about geographic boundaries, and therefore I don't either when it comes to stopping crimes.
You know, along that line, criminals don't know boundaries. One of the questions that we're hearing a lot of from concealed carry holders is, why would you expect further restricting where guns can be carried to cut down on shootings that happen? In other words, new regulations to crack down on concealed carry. What percentage of the gun violence we're trying to prevent is done by people who have those permits?
Well, first of all, we have to do something about gun violence. And I will respect the rights of lawful gun owners, and we're looking closely at the concealed carry decision by the Supreme Court. But if you look at the statistics of gun deaths in states like New York, it is 5 per 100,000. So that is a relatively low number, a state that does have restrictions versus other states like Mississippi, where concealed carry is, you know, you can be open carry, you can do what you want, and it's 28 per 100,000. So the statistics show that the states that have safer restrictions and are sensible and are working. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to prevent deaths, but respect the rights of gun owners. So we'll find the right balance. We'll find places that it works, but I'm very familiar with, you know, the culture, and I understand, you know, people's concerns, but I have a responsibility to protect life in this state, and that's what I'm doing.
Governor Hochul, on restricting where guns can be carried, businesses would have to post a sign if guns are permitted. Isn't that making businesses political when they really haven't wanted to be? I mean, you're asking them to take a political stand.
I think if you talk to business owners and ask them if they feel comfortable with someone, their patrons coming in with guns in their pockets, unbeknownst to anyone else, especially a bar, and our bars are open till 4 a.m., I think I'm respecting the rights of property owners to do what they choose, that there's not an automatic assumption that, you know, everybody sitting in a bar is going to have a concealed weapon, that they have control over that, that they can decide they want that to happen or they don't. So I believe that our Constitution, our laws respect the rights of property owners, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm giving them the power to determine this.
We heard from Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia earlier, and you know, he mentioned again, talks about all the time, how many guns we have on the street. We heard it from New York City's mayor, too. Is the goal of this new legislation really to stop gun purchases from happening and then leading to less guns being out there, instead of really focusing on where you can and can't have a concealed weapon? Is that really the end goal, is to slow down purchases?
The goal is to make sure that New Yorkers are safe, period, end. And after we saw what happened in Buffalo, and it's a different circumstance, I'm not saying that that was a person who had a concealed carry permit, but you have to think about the fact that there are many, many guns out there in the hands of criminals. That's what we're going after, but also making sure that we have sensible gun legislation so you don't have people walking into schools or onto buses or into bars late at night if the owner doesn't want them to, carrying a gun. It's that simple. That's what our focus has been.
Crime is the number one concern among New Yorkers in a recent Siena poll. Why not toughen bail laws? Why is that not a priority? It seems no one is satisfied with what's been done so far on that.
No, I think that people don't understand what we did with bail laws. We did include gun violence cases. We gave more discretion to judges. We took away the situation where cases are being thrown out because there was not sufficient evidence. So we made a lot of changes to bail laws. We made sure that repeat offenders were covered. So I think anyone who looks thoughtfully and more objectively than has been the case at our gun laws, our bail laws, they would know that we've made significant strides for protecting New Yorkers. That's what I'm focused on. It all comes down to my responsibility to protect New Yorkers.
Governor, you mentioned yesterday gun seizures up 98% compared with the same period in 2021. That's quite a bit. What's behind that?
What I did when I took office was convene a group of nine states, neighboring states, where a lot of the illegal trafficking are coming from, and making sure that we start sharing data. And for the first time ever, we have coordination among states along our borders, as well as NYPD and Boston PD. And what they're doing now is identifying the trail, they call it the Iron Pipeline, figuring out who's bringing in the illegal guns and stopping them either at the borders or through sharing information, giving each other leads. So it's been very, very successful because everyone deserves to be safe, and getting guns off the streets, illegal guns off the streets, is an important part of that. That's been my focus.
Switching focus, you extended the COVID state of emergency for another month. Why, given the picture that we're in today, did you feel the need to keep that going?
That allows institutions, including the state, to also have flexibility in staffing and hiring people. So that doesn't confer any more restrictions on individuals whatsoever. That is simply an opportunity for us to make sure that we don't get bogged down in procurement rules or anything else that would stop us from having the ability to ensure we have enough vaccine supply, that we have enough test kits, and other reasons. So it has no direct effect on anyone's lives. It's just simply saying that until this pandemic is over, and we may be getting another surge in the fall, this has been the pattern. And we do much better in the summer when people are outdoors. If it comes back in the fall, I want to make sure that I have the policies in place. But it has no direct effect on anyone other than the state's ability to make decisions that are in the best interest of the public.
Governor, there is a move afoot to change the identity of a community known for decades as the East Side of Buffalo to East Buffalo. Is that on your radar? Is that an important change?
The people of the East Side of Buffalo or East Side of East Buffalo, it is truly, truly their decision. And I support the identity of the community. If they want it to be East Buffalo, I think that makes a lot of sense. I spent a lot of time there after the shooting, actually before the shooting, but also after the shooting. And it's important for this community to be able to feel empowered that they're leading into a new future. And if that's a different reference, it's a small change. But if it's emotionally important for people and psychologically important, then I support it.
What about a permanent memorial for the victims of the Tops shooting? Where does that stand? What would you like to see there?
That's something I announced when I announced $50 million worth of changes for the community, whether they're social services, whether it's protecting the community, whether it's creating jobs, more investments. One of the ideas we had was to ask Mayor Brown, and who's been talking to me about this was very important to him, ask him to lead this up, and the state will support it. So he'll be working with all the stakeholders and people in the community to make sure that their voices are heard, which is critically important. And so a memorial will be created, but I want to make sure that the local community has the power and the decision-making over that.
It's going to be a meeting today on the 33 to get public input on that project to cover it. Much like the Skyway, I think there's a lot of varied opinions on what to do there. How is that public input going to play into what eventually happens?
Public input is so critically important. If the public had a chance to weigh in at the time the 33 was built, I don't think it ever would have been built. Because what that did was divided a highway through Frederick Law Olmsted Parks, if you can believe that. I mean, there was just a destruction of a community that was vibrant at the time, and they put this highway through the middle of it, and now we have an opportunity to rethink the future, let the community members weigh in, say what their concerns are, what they want to see, and the state has really changed its attitudes. Back when I was a local official, I was always battling the state DOT because they came in and said, it's my way or the highway, literally. And what we're doing is saying, no, it's a different attitude now. Let's listen to the people who are the most effective before any final decisions are made. So I think it's just empowering the communities to have their voices heard.
How do you avoid this being drawn out? The Skajakwita project never really finished, never came to fruition. The Skyway was talked about for years and years. There was a big drawing, you know, contest, and nothing ever really happened. How do you ensure something, whether it's covering it or not, gets done in a timely fashion?
Well, this has been talked about for decades. I just announced in my State of the State in my budget just a few months ago, and to already have a major first step underway demonstrates my commitment to moving this forward. I'm impatient. I want this community to have all the advantages and benefits it can have, and if it's part of it is closing this highway, or part of it partially closing the highway and bringing back the neighborhood part of this this part of our city, then let's move it faster. I want to get this done. That's why we're moving on a fast track already, and people are already recognizing that this is being done with tremendous speed. My Department of Transportation is very focused on this, so I think you'll start seeing, you know, these don't get done overnight. There are, you know, environmental reviews that have to be taken on. We have to get a lot of approvals, but I'm very committed to getting this finished.
Governor Hochul, you just said that public input is critically important, talking about the 33, but why not get public input on these new gun changes?
Well, we have the ability to have a legislature that represents the public, and people representing the community will have their voices heard. That's how our body of government works.
Governor, thank you. Governor Kathy Hochul joining us live here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.